Hey, Being at Work listeners, you know that our goal on this show is to bring you daily leadership insights, digestible little chunks that will uplift and inspire. And I appreciate voices of leaders that are so important in my life on this show. And so I have asked my colleague, Amanda Aressis, our VP of Client Experience at HRD, to take over every Tuesday in April, because I've seen Amanda navigating some pretty significant leadership challenges over the last bit of time. I know that she is, oh my gosh, she is wicked smart and cares so much about her team, her clients, the work that we do at HRD. And so no doubt you will learn from her. Check it out.
Challenging the process. I was recently facilitating a workshop, not at all about innovation or thinking differently, and I was leading an activity. It's all around peak performance. And in that workshop, we use a worksheet that each of the participants is supposed to use with their team members, essentially to guide a conversation. The worksheet is a visual of the concept of peak performance. Like when we're in that zone or doing the things that we are capable of doing and also challenge us a bit, we are intensely focused. And we've all had those moments. Like could be something at work you love or outside of work where you say, wait, what? It's been 2 hours already? Again, you're in the zone. And in this particular case, we call that in flow. So again, the goal of this conversation is, or really this activity, is to just have a conversation. And I kept saying to the group, this is about dialogue with your team members. It's not about diagnosis. And the irony is that without even knowing it, I'd asked them to work on their own and plot where each of their team members were on this chart. And it didn't even occur to me that here I was asking them to diagnose before the dialogue. And I was just so thrilled. This one participant spoke up and said, do you think we could try it a different way? Well, oh, cool. Of course, right? What are your thoughts? And she said, instead of us taking time to diagnose our team members, which might put them off a bit, could we instead take this worksheet and have a conversation with our team members where we come to agreement together and really focus on that dialogue? As I say, I was thrilled that she asked the question. I asked the group, okay, what do you think? Do we like this approach better? They all agreed, and that's how we decided we would move forward. You know, I always say to the groups that I work with, I am here as your facilitator, and my role is to bring out the expertise in the room. And she sure did. She sure did bring out the expertise. She shared it with the room, and we were all better for it. And frankly, my facilitation is better for it, knowing a new way to facilitate this activity. So here is to challenging the process. Here's to trying new ways of doing things, asking, can we try this a little bit differently?